Member states of the United Nations have elected Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, the organization's next Secretary General. Assembly President Peter Thompson introduced the resolution. It was accepted by all 193 UN member states. With the approval, diplomats broke into applause. The UN Security Council nominated Guterres by acclamation last week after 6 unofficial votes. He was elected from among 13 candidates. 7 women and 6 men campaigned for the Secretary General position. His election disappointed many who had campaigned for the first woman or the first Eastern European to lead the UN. Guterres spoke to VOA during the campaign. He said he was seeking to lead the UN because he wanted to create the conditions for solutions to global challenges. Guterres served as Prime Minister of Portugal from 1995 to 2002. More recently, he led the UN Refugee Agency from 2005 until the end of 2015. UN members widely praised the nomination. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of South Korea called Guterres a superb choice. Ban has led the UN since 2006. His term ends December 31st. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, also praised Guterres. Churkin said, "He's a high-level politician. He's been prime minister of his country. He is a person who talks to everybody, listens to everybody, speaks his mind, very outgoing, I think open person." Guterres will be the 9th person to hold the Secretary General position in the organization's 71-year history. As chief of the UN, the Secretary General oversees about 44,000 employees and more than 100,000 peacekeepers. The position involves dealing with issues like human rights, refugees, and climate change, as well as fundraising for the UN's many campaigns. I'm Mario Ritter.